The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting. And it is not close. I am your host, the coach, and I tell you what, I am fired up today. Why, you ask? I'm glad that you asked, because we have officially arrived. It is week one mega preview time on the show. But before we look forward, we must look back. The epitome of a ho-hum day is what we had on Tuesday. 7-6 in our straight picks, so we lose some juice overall. Oh, those Padres and Giants last night. Couldn't get that overdone. But today, and I see Dane in the chat says, anybody still betting baseball? Well, a little bit, but not very much. But we'll have like 1 or 2 picks today on the show. But we've got a lot of sports today on the show. But before you meet my stars, we've got a lot going on. So we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do. We're starting a Pick'em League here at the Early Edge. It's CBS Sports app. It is free, but to join our league, the QR code on the right, and then it's a free league. But what we are doing, you guys know how important St. Jude is to me, to us, the crew. So we are asking, if you feel so inclined, make a small donation to participate in the league. You don't have to. We want everybody. But if you so choose, we would certainly appreciate it. By the way, turn on those notifications. You don't want to miss 1 second of our content, whether you consume it on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Let's bring in the stars of the show. When I tell you this is an embarrassment of riches, it's an embarrassment of riches. Look at this. Are you kidding me right now? On the last day of August, I get this. I get this. Where do I start? First and foremost, the WNBA smack dab in the middle of their playoffs. So I need my boy Calvin Wetzel on the show. Calvin, I heard a crazy rumor that you are going to participate in our fantasy football league this year. Is that true?
That is true. Yeah, we'll see how I do against all these brilliant minds. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm pumped to be on the show today. I love being on the show with buckets and prop stars, getting to tail their picks. And by the way, I got to give a quick shout out to Rob G in the comments. I don't know if he's here today, but last week, Rob G left a comment, enough with Calvin Pretzel. He's terrible. So, Rob, I wore this hat for you. I don't know if you're here today. I just want to let you know your hate fuels me. So thank you. This is for you, buddy.
Calvin, they don't understand. We play the long game, and they show up like for a couple of seconds because my guys and girls are way too good, and then they disappear. I like that a little bit. Go back at them. It's not a one-way street just because you've got a little typewriter at home. Now, Alex, I don't think the people knew that when they were going to do a fantasy football league with us and co-own a team with me, David Klein is our big winner. But he's going to get a phone call with me. He just got a shout out on the show. We got to discuss strategy. So I just sent him an email before the show started. I'm pumped. And you're running the league for us.
Coach, I am. And before we get to that, I've got some housekeeping that I want to take care of really quickly. It has been an interesting, drama-filled morning in parts unknown, Coach. You actually are aware of this, that my cat Goose actually ran across my laptop this morning while I was adding bets to my bet slip. And somehow afterwards, I had risked 25% of my bankroll on a 4-team round robin. It was absolute madness. Thanks to Coach's connections, actually, I was able to get this bet canceled. thankfully. So crisis diverted. Goose always looking out for me. However, this morning, you know, we didn't get off to the best start, but everything's good. Now I've got some additional housekeeping, Coach. I want to officially declare right here, right now, Coach, that I am the odds-on favorite to win this fantasy league that you will be participating in, Calvin will be participating in, RJ White, Larry Hartstein, Sia Najad, all these brilliant guys, Sean Bowman, the list goes on and on. It doesn't matter, Coach. I am winning this league, and the best that you and your buddy Dave Klein can hope for is finishing runner-up. So when you talk to Dave later today, Coach, you're going to strategize finishing second in this league.
Jeweler, if you don't mind. Come on this show and talk like that and not put your season total and record on the line. So, Alex, I don't even need to talk to Dave. Dave and me are partners. Me against you, best record wins, end of the year. Are you in or are you out?
Coach, do you even need an answer to this? I am in. I will even lay you odds, Coach.
No. I do not want any odds. Buckets, this is how the adults do it in the room. This is how the adults do it in the room. Now, do I like my phone, Buckets, firing up at 5:30 a.m. local time? I thought it was you, to be honest, and it was Alex. But I do have to give you your props because yesterday – on Twitter, you give out all your free picks. You don't charge thousands of dollars. You were 4-1. People love Buckets this morning. So they're like, he's got to have the maestro spot. So once again, I'm going to give in because you seem to be the star of the show. Good morning, Buckets. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I've got no drama, no housekeeping. Just happy to be here and ready to cash some tickets.
That scared me a little bit because I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what you're up to. All right, let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines today. We only have one. And because of all the football excitement, sometimes a little baseball nugget, which we all desperately need at this point, can fall through the cracks. Alex, you're up.
Coach, last night, Zach Gallen, Diamondbacks ace, fired off 7 innings of 2-hit shutout ball in Tuesday's 12-3 win over my Philadelphia Phillies. Gallen, in my estimation, is the league's most underrated pitcher. He's received plenty of unexpected run support in this one with his offensive buddies busting up Aaron Nola for 8 runs over 4 innings. However, this has made 34 1/3 scoreless frames for Zach Gallen. I believe that is over 5 straight starts, which is super impressive. Only Brandon Webb has recorded a longer shutout streak with the franchise. He had 42 straight scoreless frames dating back to the 2007 season. Nice to see Zach Gallen get some much-deserved recognition, and I am hoping that he breaks this record, Coach.
Now, I certainly hope so, too, and I hope that we're backing some type of ticket when he does. Thank you very much for that storyline. By the way, my man Casey Naxos, and these are just the intros, LOL, because we educate and we entertain. We understand what this business is about. It's difficult, but damn it, you're allowed to have fun. All right, let's get into it now for our board today. But before we do that, you know we've got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back. All right, we are having no plays from Sportsline today. Why? Because we've got a full slate from my cappers. But there has never been, ever, a better time to become a Sportsline member than right here, right now. you can get access for one very low price. One very low price. All my cappers, all my simulations, all the articles, everything. No scams, no nothing. $10. Be a part of what we're doing. Now, where do I start? Well, I like it when a man comes out of the corner going after somebody. I like when one of my cappers comes out and says, I'm coming after you. So, Calvin Wetzel, you have earned the first spot on the show this morning. You are up, sir.
All right. Well, we're going with a couple props. If you watched game ones of the semis, they were extremely low paced. All four teams shot below 27% from three. Weird totals in games that look like they should go over. So we're pivoting to some props that have been safer. We're going to start with Connecticut, first team to score, minus 110 on BetMGM. Talked about it before, Jonquel Jones is by far the best center at winning jump balls left in the playoffs. If you watch game one, it's basically uncontested jump ball. So this should be a good bet all series. I love it today. I'm projecting about 60%. Here, so minus 110 is great value. And I'm also going with Kelsey Plum over 20.5 points. Her usage skyrockets without Derek Ahambi on the court. She'll be missing her seventh straight game. Plum is over this in five of those six. The one she was under was last game where she was right at 20 and still got all the volume she needed to get there. Just had a really cold shooting night, took 23 shots. I don't even think we need 23 shots from her tonight to get to this number. It's 21.5 at some other books, but this is at DraftKings at 20.5 still. And no Gabby Williams for the Storm, one of their perimeter defensive stoppers. So even better for Kelsey Plum.
My heart skips a beat when you talk about the WNBA playoffs. And I know Alex is over there going, man, props for the WNBA? Very close to his heart. Now, you said two words during your take there, Calvin. You said great value. Apparently, Ray Brown also believes that Sportsline is a great value. Because he says, I'm signing up right here, right now. Thank you, Ray. The water's warm. Come on in. Now, up next, me. Now, the reason I'm going second is because I've been a little ice cold lately. And I'm going to go to one. I feel like I've been forcing it as we're trying to build all this stuff. No excuses. Just a little bit cold. So I dial it back and allow all my other cappers to fill in the blank. So I've got one play today. And this is just a gut. But the Rangers have been getting a lot of good pitching from Mr. Martin Perez. But I think he's a little bit overrated. I don't think he is that good. The Astros won the first two games of this series. It's at 2 p.m. Eastern start. There won't be a lot of energy. There won't be a lot of anything, but the Houston Astros will sweep the series today. We'll take them at minus 130. Love this price. Now, Alex, I got to tell you, when you were giving out your original take, I had kind of a tear come down my eye because if you go back and watch yourself a year ago and right now, you're a different person. You are a different capper. You've literally embraced your role at the top of the mountain. However, today, Buckets is putting his foot down. So, up next, can the prop shop be open? Can it?
Coach, the prop shop is always open for business. We had a tough beat yesterday with George Kirby, but what do we do, Coach, when we have a tough beat? We pick ourselves back up. We dust ourselves off. He only pitched 79 pitches due to the Mariners taking a big lead over the Tigers. So, I think if he had gotten one more inning, we would have cashed that prop. But anyway, we are going right back to the K-prop well. I love this play. This is Mike Minor, Cincinnati pitcher, under 4.5 strikeouts. He's been held under this total in five of his last seven appearances and 10 of 15 overall. That's a 67% hit rate to the under on the season. He's averaging 4.4 strikeouts per game. However, he is facing a Cardinals lineup that only strikes out 7.74 times per game. That's the sixth lowest K rate in the majors. However, even better than that, St. Louis is phenomenal versus opposing southpaws. They have the fourth lowest K rate against opposing lefties. They also are first in OPS and third in on-base percentage versus left-handed pitchers. And Minor is a guy that gives up a ton of hits, a ton of runs. So I think St. Louis is going to get after him early. It's going to be a short day for Mike Minor. That's why I love fading him under 4.5 strikeouts today.
It'll be a short day for Minor, but it'll be a long line at the pay window when we all meet there. Thank you, Prop Stars. Nicole in the chat says, Coach is giving me Darius Rucker vibes. Can Coach play the guitar? No, but I can play the piano. True story. And one of these days, when you guys earn it, remind me to tell you the story about Darius Rucker, myself, alcohol, and Tiger Woods caddy. True story, but you got to earn it. Darius, alcohol, me, Tiger Woods caddy. How does all that come together? See, Buckets, when you're me, that's what you can do. When you're me, you've got the bosses coming to your house this morning for something I can't tell the people about yet. But the top bosses at Sportsline will be right here later today. Just a little tease. But Buckets, I respect you. I respect your place on the show, and I respect your soccer handicapping abilities. So I'm going to step back, and you, sir, the show. We've kind of like been opening for Darius Rucker here. You're now the – oh, you're going to take a sip. You're going to – oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. The floor oh, – Alex. All right, Buckets, you're up. What do you got, big boy?
At 2 p.m. this afternoon in the Serbian Superliga, we get to experience something called the Eternal Derby. This is described as one of the most intense sporting events in the world and the most violent soccer match in the world. It's between the two biggest and most popular clubs in Serbia, Partizan Belgrade and Red Star Belgrade. And we are taking a controversial pick here with Red Star Belgrade money line at +125. This rivalry matchup is intense, and there is a million different ways this could play out. However, Red Star is a team that we have cashed on again and again and again this show. They have a goal differential of 25-2, and their opponents, Partizan, who are usually right behind them on the table, are currently in sixth because they've had to sack two managers already in their first five games this season. They're struggling to find synergy, and they're struggling to find their place in the league. We are loving plus odds for the best team in Serbia to win once again this afternoon. Then on to our second play, we are going to France's top flight of football, Liga, and we are taking Angers SCO versus Stade Reims. We are taking both teams to score here at -120. Angers is one of those teams that just really has that dog in them. They don't win almost ever, but they refuse to get clean sheeted. We've seen them in their last two games get a red card in the first 20 minutes and then still score a man down. They're playing a Stade Reims team that is one of the most defensively broken outfits in all of French football right now. So we are loving that BTTS value at -120.
All right. So I'm just trying to learn from our top soccer. So you said clean sheeted. Clean sheeted. Sounds like something you do with a baby. And you said he's got that dog in them. All right. That's exactly how I always hear it in my head. He's got that dog in him. All right. I love doing this so much. Damn it. Damn it. I love this so much. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the jeweler on the ones and the twos. Calvin Wetzel, a couple props today. Connecticut, first team to score. Man, I like cashing like 15 seconds into the game too. Then we're going to go plumb over 20.5 points, -115, shop around. Not every book has WNBA props, but a lot do. So look for them. Then Buckets on two plays, Angers and Reims, both teams to score. Then that crazy one, make sure you get the right Belgrade, the plus money Belgrade at +125. Then prop starts, Mike Minor, we're going to go under. Going to be a very short day for him. 4.5 Ks. By the way, what time does your K-Prob article come out every single day?
It is a little late this morning, Coach, but typically comes out actually a few minutes prior to us going on stream. So usually between 9:30 and 10 a.m. Eastern.
Well, it's okay. You had an emergency this morning. That's why.
I mean,
you can't risk a quarter of your bankroll and not take care of it.
Yes, sir.
By the way, do I get a tip? Do I get a tip for saving that for you?
You get a tip of the cap is what you get.
All right, we're going to go Astros on the money line, and then Martin W. Green. He gave this out yesterday because he knew he wouldn't be on the show today. Monaco and Marseille, little put it together. Yesterday, Chelsea couldn't do the job for us in that parlay. Jeweler, show your face. Where is the man? There he is. Are you going through golf withdrawal yet?
You know, I tried to take a look at the BMW Championship or the LIV event. I'm just trying to take the 2 weeks off. I love PGA Tour golf betting on that.
I didn't even know LIV had an event this weekend. I swear to God, that's not even shade. I didn't even know they had an event this weekend.
They do indeed. You know who has an event today?
Who?
Syria.
Let's go!
They're taking on Spezia. We're going to take Juventus money line, coming off a draw this weekend versus Roma. They probably should have won that. got a disappointing single point in the table. Let's expect Juventus to get 3 points versus a bottom table Spezia. And then here's another pick. This is fun. We're going to throw this together with Juventus. Dodgers money line. They are the underdogs tonight versus the Mets. Hey, do you know what the Dodgers record is at Citi Field over their past 15 games?
Last 15 games. So that'd be like the last two or three years. I'll say 8-7.
14-1, the Dodgers are at Citi Field. What? Now, Jacob deGrom on the bump for the New York Metropolitans. Do you know what he is against the Dodgers? 0-4, 2.87 ERA and 10 career starts versus the Dodgers. And here's a little note from our research packet that Mad Max Gorenstein sends out. I got to assume that this was a Max fact because he says DeGrom's average four-seam fastball velocity is 99.3 miles per hour. Coach, did you know that the Trolley Dodgers lead the MLB with a 0.977 OPS versus fastballs of 98 plus miles per hour? Prop stars, hit me with it.
I just want to say that really kind of illustrates how dominant Jacob deGrom is when you're citing a 2.87 ERA as being a point to fade him. So I just think he is the best.
He is. I like that little back and forth between you two. If only we had more time for the early edge. So in the chat real quick, if you'd like to see the early edge be longer, like one version and then another version, let us know, right? Yes or no in the chat. But you could get this kind of stuff back and forth and not just straight picks. I think I would enjoy a show like that.
What do you think? I think I would as well. You know, some editor's notes that I just got to ask here. What's the tiebreaker between you and Alex in the fantasy league? Is it the head-to-head matchup or is it total points for the entire
season? I think the bet should be hinged on points overall. I think that's the best indicator of who had the best season.
I think that would be fair.
Okay, and since I'm not a fantasy guru, I'll play by whatever rules you guys set out because I'm not a big fantasy guy, but I'm so talented that I can go in not knowing what I'm doing and still beat any of you clowns. So I'm happy with that. And to beat the best prop better in the world, that would just be a feather in my cap.
Alex sent me a message the other day saying he had his own custom top 200 board. And he was like, you know, should I share it out? And I'm just like, I don't know. Are you going to be sending false info in there?
Embarrassing. Me and Dave don't need it. David Klein, if you're watching right now, let's get that chin up, big boy. Let's go.
Also,
long season, Dave Klein. Long season for you, buddy. I hope you enjoy it.
Also, this is deep tease, but you mentioned Buckets is up to something with that short intro. Just watch this space.
Okay. By the way, Buckets, real quick. Daniel's asking, what about the Red Star game, both teams to score? Do you like that bet?
I honestly do not like that bet. These teams are two very, very high-scoring clubs that when they play each other, they're forced to play a very cagey defensive style to start. Whatever team scores first here, I would not be surprised to see them just lock things down for the rest of the time.
I could have just used a no. I mean, just said no.
No.
What a fun show today. A little bit of everything, and we really thought today would be a great day to show you what a betting show should be. Fun. Inclusion, get you ready. It doesn't have to be complicated. All right? And with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, you know I love them all. Buckets, Calvin Wetzel, my man Prop Stars. Even when you go toe-to-toe, eye to eye, and look the man in the face. Respect is still the number one word. And, of course, the jeweler, who always, I wish you guys knew everything the jeweler does at the brand. I can tell you this, I don't take one step without my man right beside me. That's how important the jeweler is to what we do. I am the coach. Don't forget, turn on those notifications. We've got content all throughout the day today. College football week one mega preview, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Use the promo code EARLY. You can get 30 days for free at Sportsline. What else do you want me to do? But tell you that this is the only place you even need to worry about. We like to call it The Early Edge. Good luck.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.